This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Bernstein and Harris.
Make it sexy.
And now, from the Chicago Bulls, Modest Bouzelis.
He grew up in the Chicago area. He was one of the most talked about high school players in the country. Player of the year in two different states.
But he played in two states in high school? What do you mean?
New Hampshire and Kansas.
How can he play in two states?
What do you mean?
Just did.
Summer school? Just trust me on that.
With summer school?
Could be a windmill.
Yeah, that was a disappointment because
I like the dunk. It's just the finish. It's not hard enough.
Yeah.
It almost looked like he's not high enough.
Well, it's the adrenaline. It leaves your body.
It looks great in slow motion.
And you kind of feel like you're already defeated. You're just trying to get it over with.
Because we couldn't see it, but he dunked.
I know. You know what he did. He hit the front of the rim. He jumps over and hits the front of the rim, pumping
it. When you see it in slow motion, folks, you're going to like it.
Come on, you know.
Look at his eyes. Look at his head.
That's for concentration.
Boom. Yeah, that's over. Yep. Good night.
It's a three-peat.
Yes.
It is a three-peat. First time in the history of the dunk contest.
Well, Mac, three consecutive championships. How did you bring out the best moment in yourself when the pressure was the highest on that last dunk?
I had a lot of help. People were opening gyms to fit a car in. I'm just really grateful right now.
The Bernstein and Harris Show. Middays 10 till 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hello. If you were looking for Dan and Marshall, they are off today. So you get me instead. Sorry, Layla Rahimi. We are back and we are broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Thrilled to be joined by my former colleague at NBC Sports Chicago. You hear him on the weekends on Hit and Run. It is Ryan McGuffey.
Inside the clubhouse.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Hit and Run's coming back, though.
Well,
Spiegs is back.
Yeah, and that's a completely different show. I have the joke stuck in my head, which is why I said it.
For the record, I did on the air during Inside the Clubhouse say Hit and Run once, and Bruce is like, it's Inside the Clubhouse. I was like, oh.
I love that it's become such a nebulous bit. Like, I've enjoyed that part of it.
Oh, yeah.
So it's good to see you. Alex Kuhn is on the ones and twos for us, and I convinced to hear more of his voice by at least reading some sponsors. Brandon Fryer's in the back. Brandon, I appreciate you. There's something you played on Friday. It was a hip-hop return that I was like, I might be the only person who appreciates it, but just know I did. And then everybody's off today, but I'll give them shout-outs anyway. Connor O'Donnell, Jenna Duddleston on our Twitch mob, so we appreciate you guys. No Twitch today. You're just going to have to listen or stream us instead. And for those of us who are getting back from a holiday weekend, which will be me on jet lag today, just bear with me, guys.
It's all around us.
Where I really appreciated you on Hit and Run, guys.
Where were you again? Because
I was in Thailand.
Okay, so White Lotus premiered last night, which is taking place in Thailand. I'm looking up here on one of our screens on Daytime Chicago, Tom Yum Soup, one of Thailand's must-taste dishes. What is going on? Why is Thailand all around me right now? I have been. It's phenomenal.
I think it's the world telling you need to go. It's the universe saying, hey, Guff, you should go.
I'm done.
When did you go?
2009.
Okay, that's so it's been a long time. So yeah. I think you need to go back.
And, done.
And like I said, I on the plane, because I had hours on a plane, I got to watch the Iron Claw finally, and I emotionally was not ready to, being from Denton, Texas, and having grown up in the era of the Von Erich family. So that's something that I really want to talk about at 12:45. But the first question is, and we talked about a little bit with Ruthie and with David Haw, what took your attention this weekend? Was it the NBA All-Star Game or NBA All-Star Weekend? Was it the Four Nations Cup that got a lot of attention because the NHL finally got to participate in it, which I thought was wonderful? Was it something else? Was it SNL 50? I feel like for us, we're the ones who are paid to watch the sporting events, right? Like, that's the beauty of our job.
Yeah.
But when we're having trouble figuring out the format for All-Star, and we're having to convince ourselves why we need to watch it, that's a problem. That's mission critical when you've lost the plot for the experts. Like, I say this lovingly.
I don't. It was horrible.
I love the NBA, but this was not, and I love that they throw things against the wall to see if it sticks. You monetize the in-season tournament.
Yep.
And that was a way to get players to care more during the season, and it showed. They do. They've acknowledged it. They've talked about it. If you're going to connect players' contracts to All-Star appearances or to All-Star recognition, then you might as well throw some money behind it, because I don't know how else you fix the thing.
You had two players, LeBron James, Anthony Edwards, back out at the last second. So, you know, we've seen every other sport, right? Pro Bowl alternates, Major League Baseball alternates. Those two guys, by opting out for various reasons, ankle, a cold, whatever it might be, they took the spots of two guys that could have been replaced. Even the players are like, yeah, I don't know. And it got a very 50-50 after the fact, a very 50-50. There was that 20-minute lull in between games, which was stupid. You're begging people to turn it off. First to 40? Come on, man. Like, it's a high school pickup game. Nothing changed to me other than it got worse. I'd rather watch the defenseless cherry-picking alley-oop down the field or down the court, East versus West. You lost me when you started drafting guys a couple of years ago and you broke up the East versus West format to try to get people, oh, look, it's cool that LeBron can be teammates with Giannis. No, I mean, not really, because they don't really care either. It's just a show, which is fine, Layla. It's fine, because all All-Star games really suck. I mean, that's the way I look at it. They do. They're not a pleasurable watching experience. They're not. Maybe if you're at the event, if you attend the event, I guess Major League Baseball at this point now holds the key for best All-Star game, but that is not a trophy really. That it's not a very glamorous trophy to me.
I understand that, and I get frustrated when other teams have to pay the price for the result of an All-Star game. Like I mentioned, the Rangers in 2011 when, you know, the whole concept of, oh, this time it counts. And then, you know, the American League is punished because they had a better record. And yet, because they lost the All-Star game, the Cardinals got home field advantage. That shouldn't happen again, right? Like, that just absolutely, when home field advantage is so critical in a World Series like that, that's where I say, no, you cannot make that happen. It's just insane to me that even occurred. But the thing is, now that there's so much money attached to every single player, playing a game that doesn't count really pales in comparison to the games that do. It's just a sheer numbers fact. So how are you going to make it interesting? And I'm sorry that I'm the one who liked tug of war with the NFL players. I'm sorry that I'm the one who likes it when they do fun athlete stuff, things I can't do, and they just get to goof off. But I'm also sports obsessed, and that's my job. How you get the casual fan to watch, I don't know. But I think part of the problem, Ryan, is we spend so much time caring about people who don't care about the sport that try to get them to watch. What are you doing to keep the people who do watch?
Well, every one of these leagues has had gimmicks, and they all have failed. Now, what the NHL is doing right now with the Four Nations clearly is working. Like, that thing is awesome. The question is, does that, you know, will that get old? Will they keep doing the Four Nations face-off?
Four Nations has always been there. It's just a matter of whether or not the NHL wanted to participate.
Right. Well, it very clearly has worked. I mean, that USA-Canada game on Saturday night was awesome. The fights, the energy, et cetera. But like, let's say you, and what is it, Thursday night is the final for that. So let's say the U.S. wins, the ratings are high. Does that still matter 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now? Like, does that still resonate? Like, okay, we have Canada's number for 5 straight years. Maybe. Especially, I'll tell you what, after the Canadians booed the national anthem, we, like, that was the thing, man. Like, that actually pissed me off.
After covering 2 Olympic tournaments for NBC as the ringside reporter and being familiar with what happened in between with women's hockey, I'm here to tell you, USA-Canada is always the marquee matchup.
Oh, always, sure. But yeah, the booing of the anthem, do we cheer at the United Center, right, cheering for the anthem? When Edmonton's in town, there's not booing for the Canadian anthem. It's just we're waiting for the buildup to get to the Star-Spangled Banner. But the flat-out boo... That to me, I would. That got me going. I mean, that you want to boo the national anthem? Fine. And look, there's a lot of reasons right now to boo, but we're not going to go down there. I get it, but I don't know. That's classless, in my opinion.
I kind of see why it happened. I do too.
I get it.
I get why it happened, but I also think that the women's teams have had to be separated in some of these games, and they face each other all the time. Yeah, you know, so that rivalry is very much the marquee matchup in hockey.
The Open, I don't know if you saw the Open that for the Four Nations tournament, Mike Ruzioni did the voiceover.
Outstanding.
Phenomenal. It talked about what goes into making every sweater, and it's about 20 different people that have impact on the threading of a sweater and how you play for the jersey, for the name on the front, not the name on the back, which is a quote from Miracle. That's sports, man. Like that's beautiful. I just don't know how long, and maybe I'm wrong on the Four Nations. Like it's phenomenal to watch, especially when the alternatives are a bad NBA pickup game, a Pro Bowl that doesn't exist, which is a flag football game, and then Major League Baseball All-Star games in the heat of, right in the middle of the summer. That's a break. That's the way I look at it.
I will say this is that. Maybe representing your country in some sort of tournament is the more, it's gotten our eyes more because the World Baseball Classic was so outstanding the last time it occurred last year. And that was something that we got our baseball impressions from. You know, we got to see finally the Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani matchup, for example. We got to see Shota Imanaga and Team Japan be outstanding. We got to see how on a world stage, all these players that we know are former players in baseball got to thrive. So maybe you do something similar to maybe the greatest teams, you know, internationally that we got to see in the Olympics last year. You do some sort of tournament where there's world recognition.
And you have players now saying, like after the game, I think Giannis before the game was saying, let's do a world versus U.S. format in basketball. That'd be awesome. Now you're talking about Joker, you're talking about Giannis, you're talking about Wemby being on one team. Like, that's great. But, Layla, the question is this. Are All-Star games, are we incentivizing them for players to care more or fans? Because I honestly don't think it's going to move the fan meter all that much, in my opinion. Now, the ratings say otherwise for the hockey game on Saturday night. But what was out there to watch this weekend? I mean, nothing. You had the Saturday Night Live concert on Friday night. You had SNL 50 last night. Saturday was open, unless you're watching a college basketball game. And the number one versus number two game was at 3 p.m. on Saturday afternoon. So there wasn't a lot. Like the NHL did a really good job of using that Saturday night primetime matchup to go against a completely useless dunk contest and three-point shootout, in my opinion.
I think you still name the All-Stars because of the validity that it has to the NBA players and to the contracts because those are tied to it. And I know we're up against a break, but I think the difference is you do try to maybe you do something where you acknowledge the global nature of the game and players who do want to represent their countries. That may be the best way to bring it back or put other teams on a world stage. South Sudan last year and what Luol Deng's team did for basketball, I think still resonates with me. So maybe that's something we get into. We weren't the only ones who had opinions on the All-Star game as you were listening to Ryan McGuffey and Layla Rahimi in for Marshall and Dan today. Draymond Green went off, and you might want to hear what he has to say because he represents a lot of people. We'll discuss it next on The Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Four.
Bernstein and Harris.
Jarrett Payton.
Marshall, you've done a really, really good job.
Middays 10 till 2.
You guys have become the perfect match, man. It is so much fun to listen to.
It's not smart basketball no more. I saw a clip not too long ago where Kobe said, like, yo, it's accidental basketball. he couldn't have been more right. It was so refreshing to play against Bron because every possession is like a chess match. But you don't just get that on a regular basis. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. And so I think it's very important.
Draymond Green speaking a lot of truths because he's never been afraid to be the villain. We know that during NBA All-Star Weekend, he was on the mic appropriately. So I do feel like perhaps the lecture series of All-Star Weekend or men talking about basketball, just sitting around former players, would be really interesting to me. Candace Parker, of course, included in that. We didn't even get to see the Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry shootout, but I appreciate them being authentic to the concept. You know, if they weren't feeling it, I get that. Do you, as we like to say. Chef Curry was still lighting it up from long distance. Layla Rahimi, Ryan McGuffey in for Marshall and Dan today on The Score. And I think Draymond, Ryan, spoke for a lot of people when it came to what we were seeing, trying to figure out what the new NBA All-Star Weekend concept is supposed to be.
There's a lot of people pushing back on him. You know, a lot of Hall of Famers, Dr. J, Barkley, etc. I totally agree with him. You watch a Bull, whether you're watching a Bulls game, an NBA game, whatever you're watching, if you're watching the national game, the amount of threes, it is a bunch of dudes. Just, I've always said this recently. Let me know when it's the fourth quarter. I mean, when Michael, like, and this is going to be like the get off my lawn when I was growing up. But seriously, back in the, you didn't have teams running up and down the floor chucking threes. Losing 22-point lead. A 20-point lead in the first half means absolutely nothing in the NBA today. Nothing. Because in the fourth quarter, all of a sudden, it's a 5-point game. That's not fun. That's why I said, let me know when it's the fourth quarter. Let me know when I'm supposed to. Unless there's, if the Celtics are down 20 to a mediocre team, let me know that too so I can live bet it.
There has been, yeah, I see you. I see you, Alex.
I was just going to say, like, betting. There's no, I guess there's, you can't say, oh, this is a smart bet, this is a sure thing. But in the NBA, if you have a favorite who is down 20 points at home, automatic for
no
me.
Doubt.
Just absolutely automatic.
The Bulls are a very good example of that this season.
The Bulls the last three or four seasons.
Somebody brought up the concept of bringing back the illegal defense call, which really turned into quite the slog in the early 2000s, if you'll recall. It took like the run and gun Kings to kind of break us out of that as a league. But I don't hate the idea of trying to mix it up somehow to figure out whether or not it's going to work. But the problem is that's what the NBA did this past weekend, and it didn't work, right? It caused a lot of frustration. Experts even, or so-called experts, not the ones who were at the broadcast, but people who were paid to watch the game had trouble trying to figure out the format or what the incentive really was. I think that's as much of an issue. We have more from Draymond Green, right, Alex? Like, he expanded a lot when it came to talking on TNT this weekend.
You work all year to be an all-star, and you get to play up to 40, and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points records, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Kenny's team is done, by the way. Chuck won. Kenny's team was one that's eliminated.
Yes.
Yeah, so SGA's still in it, Victor in it. But you're talking about the scoring records that we've heard. Tatum leading all scores, 55 a few years ago. It's harder to catch
them. They can't do that. They don't get to etch their name in the history books. It's the reason you get an all-star, Kobe Bryant all-star MVP award.
Scale of 1 to 10, your thoughts of the format?
10 being the best?
Yes.
A 0. Sucks. Same basketball.
I mean, yes. Yes. That could not have made the NBA very happy, and which is why Charles Barkley pushed back later last night. But even what Barkley said to me felt like damage control. And usually Chuck, you know, he's a free speaker, obviously, but it felt like damage control to me at that point. That's how I felt. Like, he said perfectly. Very rarely am I going to say Draymond Green said something I believe perfectly. He literally, verbatim, eloquently said, this is a fail. This sucks. Why are we watching these guys on this stage? Like, when a guy's winning All-Star MVP with 12 points or whatever Steph had in the final in that last game. Yeah, he had the half-court shot, which was really cool. I'm going to go back before Layla, before you chime in here. I just went back 10 years, okay, to the 2014-2015 NBA season. Three-point attempt leader were the Houston Rockets with 32.7.
Yeah, I covered that Rockets team.
They had 32, they led the NBA with 32.7 three-point attempts a game. You know where that would rank today?
Oh, gosh. That would rank probably bottom, like, I would say three or four teams.
Second to last.
Yeah.
Second to last. So that's 10 years. I'm not even going, we're not talking about Michael Jordan here. We're not talking about Larry Bird. We've gone 10 years. In 10 years, now the last place team is the Denver Nuggets. They should, maybe teams should take a look at that. 31.2. That's dead last. You have the Celtics at 48.3 and the Bulls at 43 threes a game.
Right.
So tell, like, he's not saying anything wrong. He's saying the top 12 teams in the league average almost 40 threes a game. It is running up and down the floor, chuck and a bunch of dudes standing behind the three-point line. It's bad. But what we saw last night was comical. It really was. It was a major fail in terms of gimmicky. And then the built-in 15 to 20, we were talking about this off, the 15 to 20-minute breaks in between games, Layla, like, you're just begging people to turn you off. You're begging people to go, well, I'll take a chance at the Saturday Night Live 50 thing, or I'll, I mean, it's a holiday weekend. You're begging people to turn it off.
You are. And I think at this point, they know that it's not going to be a ratings boon. It's just a matter of how to get people to participate and care. And you figured it out during the season when you decided to have the in-season tournament. So you might have to sweeten the pot for guys to play,
but you know what?
In a way that makes it make sense.
So Front Office Sports put a piece out this morning saying that there's already changes happening for next year, that NBC is going to have the contract, as we know, that there might be a one-on-one tournament for $1 million purse, that the slam dunk competition is going to have stars again. We saw Ja Morant tweet after Mac McClung won for the third straight year. Zach LaVine doubled down and said, maybe I'll have to get back in too. That would be like, that would be fun to see an actual slam dunk competition with people you know in the game. The fact that Mac McClung, and this is like, that dude can do some stuff. He's built for a slam dunk title. But when we're seeing tweets that he's made more money in the 3 years of slam dunk competitions than he has in his NBA career, are you surprised that no one's watching? No. No one knows who these guys are.
When a G League player is winning 3 years in a row in the slam dunk contest, and that is no offense to Mac McClung doing what he can, it says a lot. But you know what? Ja Morant and Zach LaVine, you guys can say, oh, I might do it next year. You can say that
then back
in February.
It up.
Yeah. I need you to say it in February of the year that the game is being played.
And you also want to know what fans don't want, Layla? They don't want to hear that players who are making, like, and I'm talking some above average NBA players that are, Patrick Williams is making $90 million over 5 years, right? They don't want to hear that players need to be incentivized more. When that guy's stat line on the final game before the All-Star break was 3-1-1, no one needs to hear those guys need incentives for playing in an All-Star game. Screw you. Then don't play. You either, here's the deal. The honor of being an All-Star, you already get incentives in your contract to be named an All-Star. Now you need incentives on that night to play in the game? I don't care. I got other stuff to do. No one needs to know, oh, this is a fun one-on-one tournament. Oh, he won an extra $1 million so he can take. The only reason that the players play in the NBA Cup, they picked where they play. They said they needed the $1 million purse or $500,000 per player.
Well, the Premier League does something like that.
They did, but the players said it needed to be in Vegas too, so they can get a week in Vegas. Again, fans who are losing, this stuff's up for grabs. People are losing jobs left and right. I'm not going to pound the table here, but every day people are losing jobs, and these guys need to be incentivized to play an All-Star game. It's pathetic. It's a joke. I think the incentive is, I think the team should be, or the leagues, and they never do this because there's way too much money, and I get it. You know what? We're not going to carry your BS little tournament, but it's just not going to be that way. I understand that. I'm just saying, the incentivization part, there's no honor in being an All-Star anymore.
I think as long as it's still tied to whether or not you get a max contract.
They're getting the max contract, though. They're getting it.
But the All-Star position is part of what goes into being a max.
They're getting the max. Guys are getting the max, even when teams don't want to give it, a la Zach LaVine.
But he qualified because of the All-Star piece.
I understand, which is, isn't that the incentive? That's what I'm talking about. That's the incentive right there. Now you need incentive to go actually play in the game? Come on. It's a joke.
There's a better way. It's just above our pay grade. Like, if we sat here and worked on trying to figure it out, but...
Can we all agree, though, like Draymond said, that tweaking the format of any All-Star game is not actually going to help it?
Yep. That's what
like, it's tweaking the format itself. It's about who's on the court, not about the format.
Agreed.
In any All-Star game.
I don't care if I see guys run up and down. There's no defense that's played in... I don't want this to be Bill Laimbeer knocking a guy to the ground in an All-Star game or Pete Rose ending a guy's career slamming into him at home plate in an All-Star game. I'm not asking for that. I just want old-fashioned East versus West. If it's 160 to 157, fine. The best gimmick All-Star game, and maybe I'm biased because it happened here in Chicago, that was fun. What happened here in 2020 right before the pandemic when players – the winning team, I think, all got $100,000 a player, and it was contested. That fourth quarter was actually good. That was a gimmick that was fun. I would have preferred not to see the drafted teams, just see East versus West, but at least that was something. They do these gimmicks, Alex, and they keep changing the format on the gimmick. Like, even if they get one that works, like, well, what else can we do? And you're chasing. I just feel like you're chasing something that's already broken, and maybe sometimes it doesn't need to be fixed. It just is what it is.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think it is different now that players do have sportsmanship among each other. It is something where people aren't hating each other from across the aisle like they used to when it came to, like, classically Knicks Bulls, for example. That's just not the league anymore. It's also not how, like, Little League started to play, I don't know, probably in the mid-80s. You know, that kind of concept kind of went out the window starting from a very young age. You know, these guys know each other from childhood with AAU tournaments and things like that. So that culture has changed, I think, in a good way. It's just, how do you make the All-Star game different, or how do you incentivize the nod? That's the thing that we're trying to figure out. But I'm tired of focusing on people who don't want to watch the game and trying to get people who aren't interested to be interested, rather than at least starting to cater to the people who do care and are there. You've got to consider the audience that you have. We have a lot more to come here on 670 The Score, the midday show. Filling in, it is Ryan McGuffey and Layla Rahimi, and we have to talk about what happened in Champaign. your banner raising seems like there was a rehearsal that was missing or something, but the concept of what happened with Taryn Shannon Jr.'s banner being raised over the weekend. Okay, we break it down next.
A lot of extra dribbles. Swing, ball fake. Shannon. Oh, yeah! Oh! Hawkins giving it up. He had a shot as well. And look at those two regaling one another. 31 for Terrence Shannon Jr. Illinois dancing right now in the Big Ten Tournament Championship with a three-point lead over Wisconsin.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they? The Big Ten Tournament Championship and the Illini team that got to the Elite Eight, which makes sense as to why they wanted to honor Terrence Shannon Jr. That made all the sense in the world, in my opinion. But unfortunately, what happened against Michigan State at halftime was not ideal. They unveil the banner, and it's upside down.
Brutal. Absolutely brutal.
And this is nothing new for the Illini. They've honored former players before. I'd assume it being notable. Even DeMar DeRozan went to Champaign to have that and, you know, ceremony and be a part of that, and it was a great moment. The Illini have done a lot to try to honor their former players recently, I think, in ways that really are productive and make sense. But that one is baffling to me.
It makes no sense. I mean, it doesn't, because any team that does that stuff, even high schools do it, go through, they do a dry run.
Yes.
In the afternoon, it's a rehearsal. It's no, like a band. They do a sound check. You do a sound check for that type of thing. How do you not... You have to test the rope, the pole, right? Like, even just testing the pole, and if the banner gets stuck, like, that would have been embarrassing. Just like if he pulls it and nothing unveils, that would have been bad. To unveil upside down, to me, feels intentional. I'm with Dustin from this morning. It feels like it was on purpose. I just don't understand it otherwise. I mean, otherwise, that one person who hung that banner there's so much trust in like, oh yeah, it's good to go. Everything works. Okay, cool. No problem, Mike.
I think there is a lot of overconfidence that goes on where people absolutely think they got this.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
Indeed, do not got this.
You might be right. I'm not a conspiracy theorist whatsoever. But that one feels weird. You know, he had some, and I'm not, there was some off the court issues that he was resolved of and absolved of. And I maybe someone had a bad run-in with Terrence Shannon who had something to do with the banner. I don't know. I didn't love what Josh Whitman's. I mean, I don't know what he's supposed to say, but he gets in front of the mic. That was a bad loss again for Illinois. I think 6.5-point favorites, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
for those who dabble.
Fell down the stretch, you know. But what Tom Izzo's doing with Michigan State, also give credit to the other team here. You know, in this case, like that's no slouch that they were playing, but just a day that went bad when it should have been good. You know, and that's the real issue here is. What happened, and not just the game, but what happened after that? Let's hear from Josh Whitman, who I think is starting to look like Matt Nagy.
Regrettable situation at halftime with the jersey around Terrence's celebration. I just wanted to address that briefly before Brad came up and talked about the game. Obviously, really regrettable moment. It's a shame that it happened that way. Of course, I didn't hang the jersey, but I'm ultimately responsible for everything that happens in this building. And ultimately, that means that was on me tonight. We need to make sure that we understand that in life, mistakes happen, but there are also certain moments where mistakes can't happen. And tonight, we stole that moment from Terrence, and that's on us and something that we have apologized to him for, apologized to his mom. I want to make sure that we apologize to our fans and everybody who was excited to be a part of this experience tonight.
I mean, they just did this a week ago with Kofi Coburn.
I appreciate Josh Whitman speaking about it and taking responsibility. For as many times as he has been a just real hardcore Illini fan, he also is the guy who will speak in cases like this.
I always appreciate accountability. So I hear you on that. Better for him to address the situation before Brad Underwood gets up and talks about the game and takes questions about something he had nothing to do with. That's an AD stepping up and saying, like, let's hit this now. It also felt like a guy who was about to be unhinged and figure out how the hell this happened. Like,
yeah.
It feels like there was an investigation that was going to start as soon as he was done meeting the media. And there should be. By the way, people, we're all human. I hope at the end of the day that this was just a honest human mistake.
I got this.
I really do. But I feel bad.
I
feel bad for the person. I feel bad for that person. And they do too. That's the other part, like the human element. It just is a bad.
Right, because if you work in Champaign and you are part of maintaining Illini basketball, which is the main event in the winter, yes, of course, this is the show for you. You know, that is the job. That is the focus. Yeah, of course. I would hope that person, and I would assume that person feels really bad.
The Josh Whitman's point: you can't go back and do it again. You can't. There's no redo. Oh, Terrence, come back down. We'll do it. No, like to him and his mom, and they having that whole gasp of the court going, oh, like that's just part of it from here on out. Now. I like that he's like, well, we didn't hang the banner. Really? No, you know what? You can't. They had to pull it down and redo it after the game, but really bad look. But that's, you know, what do you say?
You try to do everything yourself because you know you can do it well, but at the end of the day, sometimes you got to delegate.
Maybe this will teach them to do a rehearsal of something like that.
How many times have you and I talked about things that have gone wrong because there hasn't been a sound check or something like that? Like, a checklist is a real thing, people.
We have covered, you and I, plenty of banner-type situations.
Indeed.
Okay? Plenty. I have been a part of those shows when we were producing them where we had full rundowns from the team days in advance.
And to their credit, maybe they didn't do that part of the rehearsal, right? Like maybe they had a rehearsal, they just didn't do the whole rehearsal.
And maybe I'm comparing college to pros, but I will in this case, because college are at this point are the pros, Layla. We know with as much money that is happening
in NIL.
You get
money, then you're a pro.
There's a pro element to Illini basketball, Illini football, etc. If you are doing a banner unveiling, you are getting it right. You need to have the lighting right. You need to have the audio right.
The placement
right, where the guy's going to stand on the floor. And you're telling me you're going to do all of that. You're going to block all of that, and then you're not going to pull the rope to make sure it works? That's why it feels like they went. The first time that Terrence Shannon was on the court the other day and the lighting was perfectly on him, you think that was the first time? Like that they, oh, God, good thing we got that right. No.
Nope. Stand right there. That's where we're going to point the camera, et cetera. Yep. Either way, somebody has some explaining to do. More with Ryan McGuffey next on The Score. If you missed it over the weekend, the Bears YouTube channel, it is one of my top five YouTube channels. New video just dropped. There were behind the scenes regarding Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams that we want to play for you and react to. That's next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.